Elon was in tremendous pain. She confronted Tae-su about why he had killed Kevin. She couldn't believe that Tae-su, who was usually so fair and just, could do such a thing. Tae-su looked at Hwi-Lan in her agony and admitted to killing Kevin. When Hwi-Lan had seen Tae-su getting dressed to go out earlier, something had occurred to her. She went to the closet and discovered that her husband's clothes were brand new. His shoes were also very clean. When she checked Tae-su's bank transaction records, she found that he had bought the clothes and shoes the day after the incident. The style was exactly the same as before. Hwi-Lan could hardly believe her eyes. At that moment, Tae-su came home. He saw the clothes on the bed and the receipt in Hwi-Lan's hand. He knew he could no longer hide the truth. He told Hwi-Lan the whole story directly. That day, Tae-su had come home to see Hwi-Lan on the sofa. Remembering Hwi-Lan and Kevin's behavior in the car earlier made Tae-su extremely angry. When he saw the brooch he had given Hwi-Lan, he became even more furious. He tore off the brooch and turned to leave. When he reached the intersection, he unexpectedly ran into Kevin. At that moment, Tae-su was completely consumed by jealousy. He ignored the red light and drove directly after Kevin. Tae-su only wanted to warn Kevin not to get close to Hwi-Lan anymore, because she had a family and a husband. But Kevin didn't care. He believed that Hwi-Lan didn't love Tae-su at all, and even mocked him. The enraged Tae-su could no longer tolerate it. He grabbed Kevin's clothes and dragged him, slamming him hard against the wall. It was this impact that caused Kevin to fall and never get up again. Tae-su began to panic, but Kevin was already motionless. Tae-su was panicked and didn't know what to do. He loaded Kevin's body into his car and drove to a small road. As a lawyer by profession, Tae-su couldn't accept the fact that he had killed someone. He thought about suicide, dying together with Kevin. Tae-su accelerated to maximum speed and crashed directly into a pillar beside the road. However, Tae-su only sustained minor injuries. At that point, Tae-su couldn't think about much else. He moved Kevin's body to the driver's seat. He staged it as a car accident scene, then took a rural bus to leave. But the brooch in Tae-su's pocket was left in the car. It became evidence used to frame Hwi-Lan. Hwi-Lan cried sadly after hearing all this. She accused Tae-su of why he had framed her. There had been several opportunities to tell the truth, so why wait until the very end? But Tae-su was also in pain. He didn't want to be discovered. He just wanted to keep this matter hidden. Hwi-Lan went to the TV station and sat alone drinking beer. At that moment, the station manager walked over. Hwi-Lan, who was usually so strong-willed, was now crying like a child. Only now did she understand that she had been desperately running forward in order not to fall behind others. She had disregarded everything else, but in the end, she had gained nothing. She asked herself over and over again what happiness really was. Was she truly happy now? Just then, Hwi-Lan almost fell accidentally. When she went to pick up the items on the ground, Mingyu suddenly appeared. He slowly helped Hwi-Lan up. He told her that he had never regretted anything he had done. Now that Hwi-Lan was completely safe, he had to say goodbye too. After saying this, he slowly turned and left. Hwi-Lan watched Mingyu walk away and felt very sad. The next day, Tae-su came to say goodbye to Hwi-Lan, because he had always thought that love could make Hwi-Lan change. But the longer time went on, the more distant they became. This made Tae-su feel increasingly humble, and this humility caused him great pain. He wanted to leave and turn himself in. Hwi-Lan returned to the TV station and wrote the evening news headline on paper. The content was that the real culprit in Kevin's case had turned himself in. This person was none other than Hwi-Lan's husband, Jung Tae-su. On the other side, Tae-su went to the police station alone. He wanted to find Officer Jang, who was handling Kevin's case, but he was told that Officer Jang was busy interrogating the real culprit in Kevin's case. However, the real culprit turned out to be Ha Mingyu. Tae-su was shocked after hearing this. After experiencing so many things, Mingyu had determined that Tae-su truly cared for Hwi-Lan. To help Hwi-Lan find happiness, he decided to take the blame for Tae-su. Before leaving, Mingyu gave a letter to Tae-su's assistant. The content of the letter was asking Tae-su to stay by Hwi-Lan's side and protect her well. Hwi-Lan was in great pain after hearing that Mingyu had turned himself in. Mingyu had actually given up his own life for Hwi-Lan. A week later, Tae-su was preparing to appear as a guest on Hwi-Lan's new show. On the other side, Hwi-Lan was still patiently waiting for Tae-su's arrival. Hwi-Lan's goals had always been very clear. For her dream of achieving fairness and justice, she used every method to reach it. She even sacrificed her marriage and family. But what had she ultimately gained? Nothing at all. What is happiness? The answer seemed quite obvious now. Cherish the happiness you have now. Don't just keep running forward and forget about the scenery around you. Happiness is like fog. Blurry but real. You may have it one moment and lose it the next. Holding tight to what you have and learning to enjoy it is the best choice for living in the present.